We have a volcano erupted across the ditch in New Zealand. Will Johnston is our radio colleague from the Hits Bay of Plenty. Can actually see the volcano from where you are and about an hour away from it. How's things this morning, Will?
Yeah, look, I'm not too bad, mate. It's been a pretty torrid time here in the Bay of Plenty over the last wee while with White Island exploding and just the fallout from that.
Well, that's the thing, Will. We're calling you because we woke up to this news here in Australia and we're really shocked by it all, obviously, as I'm sure everyone over there is. What's kind of coming through at the moment?
First and foremost for you guys over there is that there were quite a few Australians, most of which were on the Ovation of the Seas, who a big cruise ship that comes in here into Tauranga, a few local tour guides and a few US, a few from China. What they're saying at the moment is still, I guess, what most people are hearing is that there are a number of people that have passed away and still the same amount of people who are missing out on the island. I mean, the thing that's happening here in the Bay of Plenty at the moment, I guess, is that everybody is just really keen to get out there to search. The chopper pilots that flew straight out there after that eruption are some of the most brave humans you'll ever meet, basically flying into a volcanic eruption to try and rescue a few people. But look, the thing here as well is this is going to be an ongoing development because there are 31 people in hospital at the moment. We're hearing stories of people who have burns to over 90% of their body. It's going to be a really massively ongoing thing here. Whakatane is a reasonably small community. One of those ones where I imagine where you guys are, lots of those kind of communities where everyone knows everyone. And everyone in New Zealand as well has kind of either been out to White Island or knows somebody who has. Like, I have a voucher sitting in my drawer in my bedroom from my sister that I was given to my birthday for a White Island tour that I just haven't chosen to use yet. Yeah. That could have been me. It could have been anybody out there standing on an active volcano. Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing, Will, I'm sure I speak for a lot of people listening this morning. I hadn't heard of White Island, the volcano there. What's the history of it in terms of the fact that it has just erupted so suddenly? I mean, has it had a history of that?
Was it expected?
Yeah, how does it come across for you?
Well, yeah, I mean, look, it's not expected. It's weird living, in the Bay of Plenty and thinking that we have the most active volcano in New Zealand and one of the most active volcanoes in the Pacific Rim, just literally off the coast, but no one thinks of it like that because it doesn't very often explode like this. The thing is, you can see it from the shore pretty much wherever you are in the Bay of Plenty, and there's quite regularly a little bit of a puff of smoke coming up for that's not anything that anybody kind of bats an eyelid at. That's totally normal in terms of a scale of where it was before that eruption. Basically, if one it's a scale of 1 to 5, so 1 is like completely fine, no activity, nothing whatsoever. 5 is, oh my god, that's a massive eruption. It was sitting at a 2, so like slightly increased activity, but it sits around a 1 to 2, every now and then a 3, and they still run tours out there, which is obviously now something that they will need to look at. But look, the main thing is that people go out there for 10,000 people a year out onto White Island to have a look around, and this is not expected. They are exceptionally good when it comes to the safety, all those tour operators out there, and if they think that there's anything remotely out of whack, even if it's just the wind, they won't take anyone near it. So this was definitely not expected, not something that they were like, oh, maybe it's a little dicey, maybe we shouldn't, but we'll just go anyway because we've got lots of tourists. That wasn't the case.
Well, okay. Well, Will, it sounds like there's a lot of ongoing things there. The Hits Bay of Plenty, thank you for having a chat with us this morning, and please send all of our best wishes and support to all the friends and family affected by this volcano.
Yeah, I will, and you're welcome. And look, same back to you guys for the Aussies over there who are missing or who are in hospital over here in New Zealand. Our thoughts and prayers are with them as well, and hopefully they can return home safe at some point soon.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.